Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
Through the land, we educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, happy Juneteenth out there. We still celebrating. It is Mindful Monday. And you're waking up with Linda Maxine and Tiffany Ruth and I will be here with us to give us some information, something short and sweet. But I'd like to say happy Juneteenth out there. You know, this is the federal holiday that I grew up celebrating Juneteenth. Being a Texan down there, it's a big celebration, okay? A lot of people didn't really know how important it was, but it started with that ride in from Galveston. There's a big story behind it. And when you hear the Emancipation, I grew up playing in the Emancipation Park. So being a Southerner, being out the South, I'm going to say, hey, y'all, happy Juneteenth. You know, yesterday was Father's Day. So I had to call and wish all those fathers down there a happy Father's Day. And I'm telling you, I was smelling the barbecue, the collard greens, the yams, through the phone. Okay, I was trying to get them to FedEx me some of that good food out here yesterday because I knew that it was happening and on out there. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening here. I just want to say happy Juneteenth. And hey, y'all down there, what's happening? See, that's the Texan way. So I got many sides of me here. But, you know, to be fearless, no matter what happens, that is the root of true happiness, to move forward resolutely, regardless of what lies in store. That is the spirit, the resolve, that leads to human victory. And it's all about victory here. We have to keep on pushing, keep moving together, keep yourself balanced out there, and be mindful of what you need to do and mindful of others. We're going to play a little bit of this, and then we'll have Tiffany with an eye coming on. Welcome in. Happy Juneteenth. Heroes out there, and before we bring Tiffany on with an I see it, I hear it, I change it, I strategize, and I complete it on, I'd like to give a shout out to my best friend in Texas, Miss Edwina Putney. Edwina would come on with us earlier, and she talked about the importance of youth reading. She's a retired librarian, and she knows her history. So, Edwina, happy birthday out there to you. And again, the fathers we know were treated really, really special because they're special people out there. And a father that's no longer with us, my dear friend, Mr. Lee King of the King Brothers is no longer here, but I know up in the sky yesterday he was plucking on that guitar and those angels were flipping their wings and they still having a good time. Lee, rest in peace. We love you here. Your music will never, ever, ever go away. That's the blues. And when I say the blues, I mean the real blues. So on that note, we're going to bring this Tiffany with an eye on. Tiffany, good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you? It is Monday.
Well, happy Juneteenth. Yes, it is. And happy Juneteenth to you. We still celebrate over here. You know, this is the federal day, but yesterday was the real day, okay?
Yeah, same to you. And I didn't realize that that had been made into law until today or yesterday.
Oh, really?
And it was and it was celebrated today. You know, that I was like, okay, because, you know, I'm been concentrating on other things. But I'm so glad to see that there is acknowledgement of that day.
Yes.
Of that time period. So
I grew up with Juneteenth, okay, and it's a big thing down there. It is a big thing. I'm still smelling the collard greens and the barbecue, and I was trying to get them to send me some through the phone lines yesterday. I was just tasting it. I just know how it was tasting down there. As a matter of fact, it sort of like satisfied me of just knowing that that food was moving down there. Well, they move it down there, but on Juneteenth, that is a big, big day. I've been celebrating as long as I was born as a child. So it's just like, yes, it's federal, but it's always been our federal day. And I'd just like to say to you, Tiffany, you know, tomorrow is the summer solstice, June 21st.
Right.
They celebrate it all over the world, and it is the longest day. It is Northern Hemisphere, and it experiences the maximum hours of sunlight. So on that day and tomorrow, get out. It's a lot of activities going around the city, a lot of music going on, free concerts and everything. There's an organization that's been celebrating June 21st. For quite some time here, and that's celebrated globally. But it's a time to get out and tune into nature to embrace the earth. Get your hands dirty. Dig down in the ground. Bury all the negatives and do a summer resolution. And it is the longest day. So everyone, get your flip-flops on and your, whatever you want to do out there and just get out and enjoy nature. Clear your mind. It is a awesome, awesome experience to know that you're out there celebrating with persons all over the world. So I thought I'd put that out there.
Yes, there's a solstice, a summer solstice and a winter solstice that are very powerful,
yes,
too. And
yes.
So I celebrate both and am aware of both. And, you know, it's really interesting because being from the South, I guess because I used to travel to the South in the winter months and never the the summer months. So, you know, we didn't really celebrate it, or I didn't hear that much about it because I never was traveling down there at that time. Now, Mardi Gras, all day long, but the Juneteenth, which is so amazing, it's so great. So I'm really excited about that now that I found out about that. And then, like you mentioned, this summer solstice, which is an incredible time too, and it's celebrated, right? Like you said, all over the world. I think that's wonderful. So we got a lot to celebrate.
Yes.
And, you know, June is incredible. You have your dads, your grads, you have summer. You have a whole bunch of things going on in June. So, awesome.
Yes. Yes, definitely. I was thinking today, you know, after driving around and really thinking and reflecting back, because we are all opening up here and people are moving around and they're out and about. You know, bike lanes, you know, there's a lot of movement out there and more persons are riding the bikes and stuff. And I'd just like to say we must be mindful of those bike lanes. Sometimes I didn't even know they was over to the right. I remember about a year ago I was driving in Santa Monica. I heard somebody screaming at me, lady, you're in my lane. I was all over in the poor guy's bike lane. Okay, so I had to learn how to pay more attention and learn more about it, but they're opening up more, and there's room for those lanes, you know, and you can drive over in them, but you turn when you're going to make a right turn, you know, you have to get in at least 200 feet, and you start signaling about 100 feet. You can ride in them. The bus lanes are no. I've had a few buses blowing at me, too, so I'm trying to get acclimated here to all of this new, but there is more opening up. And there's more people traveling out there on bicycles, you know, gasoline price, and the summer, they need that vitamin D. So I would like to have everyone just be mindful of the persons that are in those bike lanes. But be mindful of the bike lanes if you can see the stripes down there. You know, they have painted curves and broken stripes and single lines and all that stuff. We just have to educate ourselves here and be able to go with the flow. So I wanted to kind of like have everybody be mindful of that. Tiffany, what do you want to share with us? Because we're short and sweet today.
Oh, I know. Mondays. I always say self-care. That is my thing. But I'll go to the bike lanes. We'll see.
Okay.
With, you know, everything as it is right now, it may start to increase over the summer months. So we all are going to search for alternative methods of transportation or traveling. And, yes, it is important because you're going to have a number of cyclists out there, an increased amount. You're going to have an increased amount of scooters and people riding around on those, like, the scooters that you could stand, those standing scooters, if you will, because they're everywhere. You can get them on any corner. Sometimes they're at, you know, places, buildings, businesses, and all you do is just, you know, go on the app and get one and then, you know, deliver it at the point of where you're going, your destination. So, very, very interesting, and I agree with you, you should. I mean, because, you know, if you're driving out there, it's going to be interesting because now you're going to have to look out for not only the pedestrians, you've got the cyclists, and then you have that bus lane. So there are a bunch of there's a bunch of activity, and you do have to be mindful and careful. But I will say, as I always say, self-care is so, so, so very important. So as we're out there enjoying ourselves, take care of yourselves. And guess what? I had to contact a spa over the weekend.
Oh.
And I did. And they're really good. And they were very pleasant. I experienced great customer service. And it was so pleasant. She was amazing.
Okay.
I asked her truthfully what I should do. I said, I want you to give me a transparent, honest answer as to what you would do personally for yourself. And she told me, and I did just as she advised. But it's so great, you know, to get individuals like that and just know that, you know, yes, we talk about customer service and waiting on the line for hours trying to get something done that only takes 10 minutes. But when you really, you know, get someone who really understands the situation, can guide you, and Danielle was fabulous. She was just fabulous. And now I'm at that point where I can, you know, go to the spa a little bit more. Before it was like, oh, I have to travel so far out, and, you know, it's like a 30-minute drive or something to one of my favorite ones. But now I can go to one that's really close by, and I don't have to spend that much time getting there and just make an appointment and go. But I was very honest in telling her my situation, and she was very honest in her response to how to handle the situation, and it was just incredible. So I did have a great experience with customer service. I wanted to share that because I know I am an avid, you know, I love great customer services. You do,
yes.
Linda. We both do. Yes. And sometimes when you get customer service that is great and you have that experience, there's nothing like it in the world. I'll tell you that. I was happy the whole day. I was like, oh my goodness, she understood it. Now, mind you, I've had several conversations trying to deal with the same situation, and I won't call it an issue, but it was like, okay, let me just deal with it today. And I dealt with it and got the right person, and it was great. So, yeah.
Well, it's always good when you go in and you have those issues, and sometimes, you know, because we do at times get a little bit out of balance, but I find that when you relax down and you just put that sunshine in your voice and that big smile on your face as you're speaking, and I find that working with persons that are in the service area, any type of customer service, when you ask them how are they doing, you get a different type of attitude. It's like it's a shock for them. Okay, so I try to practice it. I like to get it, and I darn sure like to get it. Okay, and you have mentioned that spa to me now. My little knee is twinkling over here saying, she said spa, spa, spa. What are you going to do about that? She said spa, spa, spa. I try to put it in the background, but I like my technicians. I like to have that pampering, and I will speak with you about the location, you know, because if she was like that and guided you basically to the correct thing to do when she was very transparent, then that sounds like it's a pretty good operation, okay? And we'll talk about that. But Tiffany, with an eye, you know, this week is going to be a real summer solstice tomorrow. I'll be out there digging in the dirt, getting as much sunshine as I can get. But the rest of the week, we'll have Stephanie coming on with us, and she's starting that chakra series, okay? So you know that's a good one. So listeners, tune in. Get your pads and pencils ready because, Miss Stephanie Haynes is going to bring it to you. And later on in the week, we'll have some exciting things happening. And just a lot of, before I go, I still want to remind everyone to save the date. The National Congress of Black Women, they do an annual scholarship awards where they honor persons, but basically their scholarships are set for to educate our youth. It's going to happen on August 13th. It will be a virtual event. You must go to Eventbrite to register, and at that time when you go to Eventbrite, you'll be able to purchase your tickets. This is a fundraiser. They send many, many young adults, you know, for that higher education. They're really out there doing their work. So write it down on your mirror, on your post-it, and I'll be flashing things up there August 13th. It will be a virtual event, National Congress of Black Women. And you will contact them. Their website is www.ncbwla, because this is the Los Angeles chapter, .inc. Look them up. Look at the website. See the great things that they do. They've been around a long time. They're strong. They're sincere. And they care. Okay? I just wanted to put that out there before we got going on this Mindful Monday, short and sweet. And again, to all those fathers out there that was treated special, that you're special and you should be treated special every day, I just want to say keep on, you know, getting pampered, as we women always get pampered here, Mother's Day every day. And June, as Tiffany stated, is dads and grads, and more so be mindful of the cyclists out there and the persons on the scooters and the ones on the roller skates and the skateboards, because people are using alternate methods of transportation, which is a good thing because you're getting that vitamin D and you're getting your bones strengthened and you're getting exercise. So do what you have to do. Get there and never, ever, ever give up on what you need to do, no matter what. I'm going to read this again before we go. To be fearless, no matter what happens, that is the root of true happiness. To move forward resolutely, regardless of what lies in store, that is the spirit, the resolve that leads to human victory. And you know we are all victors over here. So Tiffany, with an I see it, I change it, I complete it. We want to tell you to have a wonderful evening. I will be speaking with you because maybe I can come your way and I can have you digging the dirt with me tomorrow, because it is summer solstice and that's where you tune into nature. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful Mindful Monday. Keep celebrating and more so, stay safe, stay woke, stay observant. But the last thing we are asking you to say is kind, K-I-N-D, because that's what gets the job done. Tiffany, have a great evening. Listeners, have a
great evening.
Get ready for the sun tomorrow, okay? Have a good one.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up.
Wake it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Sherry
Care.
Yeah. Ooh,
say
woo.
Wake it
up. Sherry Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.